Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
Welcome back. It's great to be in the studio. I have decided that it is time for us to talk about genetically modified organisms.
It is a hot topic.
GMOs.
Sounds scary to me.
Well, you know, it is scary.
Yeah.
Do you know what makes it scary in my book is that GMO foods do not have to be labeled.
Really?
Nope.
They dance
There's
around
no
the
mandatory
FDA
labeling.
That.
There was actually the Senate. This just went to the Senate recently, and it was voted down.
Well, mm-hmm. I think anything we ingest should be labeled.
No longer can we count on seeing ingredients that we don't want clearly labeled. Instead, we have to seek out what we do want. We have to look for organic. We have to look for foods that have a label that say non-GMO. We can't assume
right
anymore.
Well, a lot of people think that because the label says natural, that it's natural.
Oh, yeah. Natural means nothing.
Yeah.
No, it's just an adjective.
Natural means nothing. So GMO, basically the definition of that, it's a result of a laboratory process where they take the genes from one species and they insert them into another. So an example of this would be they might take a fish like Arctic flounder, and which has a natural like antifreeze properties, and they may splice some of the genes from that into a tomato to prevent frost damage.
Sounds like a science fiction movie.
I know. And there's gene splicing, you know, to help with drought tolerance. And in general, it makes growing the foods faster. They can be more precise. You're basically forcing the DNA from one organism to another. And the way that you force it, you attach it most commonly to a virus or bacteria that infects the animal or plant cells with the new bacteria. That's the main way that they do it. They also use little tiny needles and metal pellets, and there's different ways to do it. But even the American Academy of Environmental Medicine wrote a position paper on genetically modified foods and stated that it poses a very serious potential health risk to humans.
Oh, yeah. I remember when this whole process first came out into the news, and I was working at a commercial radio station and I was reading this, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is so dangerous. It even stated that GMO does not cause cancer, but the process.
Right. Well, you're introducing chemicals into your body. They don't know if your body can handle that or break
There's
it down.
There's been no long-term studies. Right.
No long-term studies. And really, the short-term studies have been done by the biotech companies that produce it.
Yeah. They're policing themselves.
But the concern is the potential for precancerous cell growth, for damaging immune systems. Literally, there have been studies with the animals that take the feed, that they have smaller brains, that they have liver problems. And really what the concern is from a health standpoint is the connections that are starting to be seen is chronic symptoms like skin conditions, irritable bowel, migraines, weight gain, fatigue, and people who never had any type of food allergy all of a sudden developing an allergy to food because now the food is different, it's genetically modified. Those are some of the concerns. And then this is interesting, farmers that previously were feeding their livestock, specifically pigs and cows, GMO feed. Notice that when they take the animals off the feed, the death rates of the animals drop, the stillbirth rates go down, the litter size goes up, the overall health goes up, there's increased milk production. These little pigs, the eyes are less bloodshot. And then on autopsy, they're finding that these animals that have been raised on GMO feed have more liver damage. They have more stomach ulcers. There's actually a stench, like an awful stench when you open them up. You know, and even autism organizations are saying that GMOs aren't healthy. We need a non-GMO diet as part of treatment protocol for autism. There's a lot out there. You know, people are starting to realize that this is scary stuff.
Who's signing off on this? I mean, where's the FDA on this?
Oh, don't get me started.
Well, and just to sum it up, it's not a very well-regulated system. What gets confusing is, this is according to an article by Deborah Whitman at CSA.com. She said that in the U.S., the regulatory process is confused because there's three different government agencies that have jurisdiction over genetically modified foods. So, for example, the Environmental Protection Agency, they evaluate GM plants for environmental safety. So they're in charge of like the pesticides. But then the USDA is who evaluates whether the plant is safe to grow. But then the FDA evaluates whether the plant is safe to eat, but it's more pharmaceutical, so they don't regulate whole foods. So it's, there's just so many agencies and sub-agencies that it's just confusing.
You've got all these buddies here. You've got, you know, Monsanto and the government and the FDA and all this money changing hands.
They all have lobbyists.
And yeah, yeah. So,
and we want to put our health care system in the government's hands.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Well, and bottom line, there's just unknown effects. We don't know the long-term effects. And the scary thing with GMOs is we have cross-contamination now. So we're almost at a point in history where we have to just go all GMO, or we have to stop it. And something that I found very interesting was Jeffrey Smith, the SayNoToGMO.org. He talks about stopping GMOs is simply a numbers game. You know, when enough shoppers decide to stop buying it, the food industry will, you know, kick out all the GM ingredients. And that's what happened in Europe. And it's actually starting to happen in the U.S. with bovine growth hormone. So if you notice, a lot of milk, which is RBGH, you'll say RBGH free, is starting to be taken off the shelf because of consumer demand.
But people have to care. I think that's where it
a
starts,
lot of people,
you know?
And that's why
don't.
We do this show.
Right.
I was in Target a couple of weeks ago, and they have organic sheets there, and I was looking for some. And this couple walked by, and they saw the organic sheets, and they said, I don't know what the difference is. And I turned around and said, you really want to know? And I explained about, you know, how sprayed the cotton crops are, and, how sick people are getting from this exposure to all these toxic chemicals. And they're like, huh. And then they looked at the non-organic sheets and they said, oh, these are less expensive.
Right.
And I'm thinking, have you priced cancer lately?
Yeah.
Well, and I think there's not enough true, obvious correlation. Someone comes to me and says, oh, I've developed all these food allergies. I now have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia or arthritis or something else. And there's no clear, easy way to say, oh, that can be related to your food. It's just too hard to explain. But this is what I'd like to do. Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk specifically about what food is GMO and what food is not when you go to the grocery store or some type of market, so we can really start to be educated consumers and start to avoid it.
Okay.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
We're back and we're talking about genetically modified ingredients, and I'm ready to discuss the 8 GM food crops that are really in supply in the United States. So, you know, I didn't fully realize this. I thought that there was more fruits and vegetables out there that are genetically modified, and really there's very little. There's barely any whole fruits and whole vegetables. What we have to look out for is more processed foods, specifically corn and soybeans. Mm-hmm. So even when we see corn flour or soy flour, soy lecithin, so corn and soybeans specifically in processed foods.
They are looking into doing it to other fruits and vegetables.
They are, but so far at this point, it's not happened.
And those are labeled, right? Isn't there a sticker on there that tells you what's...
Number, if it starts with the number 5, yeah, it's genetically modified. But in our country, it may be a very, very small percentage of potatoes and tomatoes and a very small percentage of zucchini and yellow squash and about 50% of Hawaiian papaya.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So I went to Stop and Shop the other day, and I couldn't even find any Whole Foods that were genetically modified.
That's good.
But if you see a number 5, avoid that.
I see.
So we have corn and soybeans, especially the processed forms, canola. So if you buy canola oil, you really need to make sure it says non-GMO or avoid it.
Okay.
Same thing with cottonseed. And then sugar beets. So sugar beets are what they make processed sugar with. So if you buy a non-organic product that was made in North America that says sugar as an ingredient, so you buy a boxed package, something that says sugar.
Well, even like ketchup.
Right, with sugar in it. It's almost certain that that's a combination of sugar from maybe cane sugar, but also genetically modified sugar beets. So what you need to do is make sure if there's sugar on the label, it says pure cane sugar.
So basically, it's a crops that they can do a lot, make a lot of other types of food with.
Right,
so
it's mostly processed foods. Mostly processed foods.
Right.
And if you shop processed foods, you know, cereals and packaged foods, you'll notice that to avoid corn and soy is almost impossible.
Right.
So if you're eating mainly whole foods, fruits, vegetables, meats, you're
pretty good. Yeah.
With dairy, they may be from cows that are injected with GM bovine growth hormone.
Have you been to the deli section of a grocery store? There's like wheat in the meat.
But wheat is not genetically modified in our country. We don't have to, no, you don't have to worry about wheat. You don't have to worry about rice or oats. Side note, you don't have to worry about popcorn. So it's specific, and you don't have to worry about sunflower, but it's specifically corn and soy, which is not a typical ingredient in processed meats.
So why corn and not popcorn?
The way popcorn's grown, it's just not genetically modified. And believe me, I researched that because I love popcorn.
Me too.
I mean, I still buy organic popcorn to be safe, but you don't have to worry about that. But with dairy, you want to look for labels that state they have no RGBH or RBST or no artificial hormones. So even conventional non-organic milk now, you'll notice, will be labeling no RBGH. And that's important to know that there's no GMO. And, you know, one cool thing that I did was you can go, if you have an iPhone, you can download the app called Shop No GMO. It's all one word, Shop No GMO. And it's a guide that literally tells you what specific name brands have no GMO. It's pretty cool.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's a very short grocery shopping trip.
But it's great because you can be in the, you can be in an aisle and be like, oh, does Cascadian Farms have GMO? And you can look right up and...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, you know, for the consumer, to me, that's the most important stuff to look for. But it's funny. Oh, and aspartame, by the way, that's all genetically modified. So NutraSweet equal...
That's bad stuff.
Aspartame, yeah, you want to stay away from that. And any type of corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, any type of sugar that's non-cane is probably genetically modified.
So you got to think about salad dressings, condiments.
Yes, definitely condiments, salad dressings, cereals.
Frozen dinners.
Mm-hmm.
Packaged things.
Mm-hmm. And that app actually also lists other ingredients that maybe aren't obvious, like glutamate, how they can be oftentimes genetically modified. But, you know, it all goes back to eat food that doesn't have a label.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about it as much. Eat food that's made locally, like
your
farmer's market. Yeah. Exactly. Shop in health food stores or the health food aisle. You're much, much more likely at this point to not have genetically modified ingredients. But I tell you, the more we buy those products, the more we can make a dent in telling Monsanto, for example, we don't want genetic modification of our food.
There's also community-supported agriculture, CSA,
right.
So local farm shares where you pay a certain amount and you get part of the crop every week.
You know where it's coming from.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've got a little garden on my deck. So,
good, I'll come raid your garden.
Hey, stay away.
I will.
And just take the time to buy the whole fruits, the whole vegetables, cut them up, make a salad. Take a little bit extra time to not have to drive through the drive-thru or throw in a frozen pizza or dinner or boxed pasta. Just take the extra time because your body knows what to do with that food. It'll digest it well and you won't be putting the chemicals into your body.
Right. And in the long run, you're going to be healthier. Chances are you won't have to take medication or as much medication.
You'll look better.
You'll look better. Your skin will be amazing. You'll feel better.
That's true.
If I had hair, my hair would look better.
And it's the processed box stuff that costs a lot of money. You actually will save money if you're buying just whole fruits, vegetables, and grains.
You're paying for the packaging and the advertising and all that stuff they have to do to sell that stuff.
Mike, there's no hope for your hair.
I know there isn't.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
And if you like to eat a lot, you can eat a lot of fruits and vegetables and not have to worry about getting a gut like you would on that other stuff.
That's true.
Amen to that.
If you want more information on just living a healthier lifestyle, look us up on Facebook. Search Spinal Corrective Center.
Awesome. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.